Unit 16, page 171 of the student's book.
The ancient town of Hội An lies on the Thu Bon River, 30 kilometres south of Da Nang. It was formerly a major trading centre in Southeast Asia between the 16th and the 17th centuries. Hội An was also an important port for Dutch, Portuguese, Italian, Chinese, Japanese and other merchant vessels from the Far East. Hội An is famous for its old temples, pagodas, small tile-roofed houses and narrow streets. All the houses were made of wood and their pillars were carved with ornamental designs. One of the main attractions of Hội An is the Japanese-covered bridge, which was built in the 16th century and is still well preserved. All visitors to Hội An are recommended a visit to the Assembly Hall of Cantonese Chinese Congregation. This house was built in 1855 and still keeps many precious objects that belong to the Chinese community of Hội An. Another attractive address to tourists is Tân Kỳ House, which was constructed nearly two centuries ago as a house for a Vietnamese merchant. The house now looks almost exactly as it did in the early 19th century. In recent years, Hội An has become a popular tourist destination in Vietnam. In 1999, it was certified by UNESCO as a World Cultural Heritage Site.
Unit 16, page 175 of the student's book. Language focus. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat.
Television. Asia. Pleasure. Illusion. Measure. Massage. Shop. Washing. Machine. English. Swedish. Special.
Practice these sentences.
Number one. It's his pleasure to visit Asia. Number two. You shouldn't have any illusions about television. Number three. A massage can be a good measure to help you relax. Number four. Does this shop sell washing machines? Number five. Is he English or Swedish? Number six. Is there anything special on TV tonight?
Test yourself F. Page 178 of the student's book.
Well, I think that living in Bangkok is very exciting. I haven't lived here all my life. My family came here when I was three. But now it's my home. Nearly all my friends live here. It's our capital city and very big. From morning till night, there are crowds of people on the main streets. Some parts of the city are very noisy. I have a long journey to school every day, but I don't mind because it's so interesting. There's always something happening in the streets. There are all kinds of people selling things. Fruits, flowers, cooked food, clothes, everything you could imagine. I really enjoy the excitement of the crowded streets and large modern buildings. I love walking around the streets at the weekend with some other boys from my class.